This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Friday, November 23rd. Well, wheat stocks climb to a three-year high as the market weakens. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat was weaker today. Stocks are the largest they've been in 3 years, and that even though we were lower, that there was some indicators that perhaps the market is starting to turn a little bit, changing to a short-term trend, maybe to the upside, although it seems all the indicators are really lower and somewhat bearish. There is some confusion with the market direction, and it's kind of day-to-day. And now that we have this short week. Friday, we're going to have a very short day. It's closing just an hour earlier. Then that's going to set us up for, you know, a full out 5 weeks right to the end of the year. So depending what happens with the G20 and how that starts to work, I think it's going to dictate which way we're going to go before 2019 is upon us.
Chicago December wheat prices closed down two at 498. December corn was up a half point at 361 and a quarter. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for November ended the day unchanged, ranging from 615 to 635. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for November were down five, ranging from 608 to 624. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for November were up one and a quarter, ranging from 672 to 682. Live cattle for December were up 70 cents at 116.45. January feeder cattle were up $1.75 at $148.20, and November Class 3 milk was down 2 cents at $14.47. From the Ag Information Network at aginfo.net, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report.